Hello. I hope you are doing well today or tonight, whatever time it is for you. I hope you are doing well. So, yeah, I'm gonna do the questions. And thank you so much for everyone who sent me over some questions. I'm really excited to do this. And yeah, I just want to say thank you. To everyone who has supported me and liked my stuff, and anyone who has ever left me a really awesome comment. Yeah, just thanks for being so kind to me, so sweet to me, and you always make me smile and blush and stuff. So yeah, I appreciate you, and yeah, thank you. So, I wanted to do this little Q&A to hopefully, maybe get to know me a little bit better. I've been asked to do it. Got asked to do it a while ago. So, I'm finally doing it. yeah, I decided I'm not going to say any names or usernames because I don't want to say them wrong or mispronounce anyone's name, and I'll get really embarrassed and like all flustered and nervous. So I'm not gonna say names. But yeah, thanks for the questions. And yeah. Alrighty. First question. What is your favorite color? My favorite color is black. I think it's so beautiful, and yeah, I like wearing a lot of clothes that are black. It is my favorite color, but I also like different shades of purple, pink, red, blue, and yellow. Are you single? I am single. I'm single and kind of sort of ready to mingle. I guess I could go more into detail. Because I know people are like, why are you single? Like, but yeah, my answer is that this year has been like crazy for me. Like, really. I've had a lot of challenges this year. This hasn't been a very good year for me. I'm trying to stay as positive as possible, but I've had lots of highs, but mostly a lot of lows. I'm honestly shocked. I'm still in one piece. But yeah, like just with my busy schedule with work and my other responsibilities, I just being in a relationship with someone wasn't my priority. So yeah. I would like to be in a relationship. but yeah. Right now I'm single and I'm content with being on my own for right now. But yeah, I'm single. Next question. Oh, okay. I'm gonna rephrase this, but I actually get asked this question a lot. So the question is, why do you own a lot of sexy lingerie and naughty accessories? because I can. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, I'm kind of a shopaholic, so it's even worse when I'm feeling like really confident and sexy. I like buy whatever I see. And if I really love the outfit, I enjoy showing it off. Whether it's for myself or someone else, or if I want everyone to see. Yeah, and that's it. That's why I own so much. And I like feeling sexy, obviously. And then also on Reddit, I get asked a lot if I'm a stripper or a sugar baby. I am not a stripper and I'm not a sugar baby. I want to make that clear. How many tattoos do you have? I have four tattoos. I think most of you have seen the piece on my thigh. It is some flowers. I have a medium-sized one on the back of my leg, and I have two small ones on my foot. I thought I wanted to be covered, but I think I made up my mind, and I'll probably get a few more, and then I'll probably just be done. But they are very addicting. Do you really get off in your GWA posts? Yes, I do. I definitely cannot fake sounds. That's something I can't do, like sexy sounds. So, I'm usually very worked up before I even like press record for GWA stuff. So yeah, all the little moans and little noises you hear are very, very, very real. And I love sharing that with you. And as much as I do love sexy time, I love cuddling and kissing and teasing and holding hands and being cute. I enjoy that a lot more. How did you come up with your username? My username is Pretty Please is actually it was it's a nickname. Someone gave me the nickname. I actually have so many nicknames. It's ridiculous. I have way too many. I love them all, but I have to say Miss Pretty Please is probably one of my favorites, and the person who gave it to me is very funny and cute, and I adore them. Okay. Why did you decide to start posting audios of your own? Okay, so, oh gosh, I'm already getting emotional. Give me a second. I don't want to get too emotional, but I truly would not be here today if I didn't stumble across someone's, I guess it's like ASMR videos. I don't want to go into details about it, but I do want to say that if you are going through a tough time, oh my goodness, if you're going through a tough time, please hang in there. Things change. I promise. It may not get a whole lot better right away. But things change, okay? I know this, and I want you to know that I know how hard it is. I know how difficult it is. And just do the best you can. Okay. Sorry. So I stumbled across this person's ASMR vlogs about mental health, and he just like shared his life and life story, his story, and yeah, and he would vent. And for the first time, it felt like someone understood me. I felt like I wasn't alone. So. The next day, I ended up messaging him, and I thanked him like over and over and over, and asked him how I could, I don't know, like repay him somehow for basically saving my life. we ended up becoming friends, and later on, he was just like, "You should do something, share something that's a part of you." And maybe you can end up helping someone, and then that person will help someone else, and it'll be this huge chain reaction. And I did. I ended up getting myself together, and New Year's, going into 2016, I posted like ASMR comfort videos, something similar to my Pillow Talk audios. And I had the channel up for a few months. I didn't have a whole bunch of subscribers or anything, but I did have some very loyal subscribers. Unfortunately, I got bullied off of YouTube. I deleted my channel and deleted all my videos, but that's how I got into posting audios. For Reddit, I guess, it's a different story. So, like I said, I was on YouTube for a little bit, but I got off of there, and then I stumbled across like GWA and Pillow Talk audio. I lurked for like a year or so. I didn't have an account or anything. I finally made one. I didn't post right away. And then one of my favorites, someone I follow, I don't know if I can say his name. I didn't get his permission, but, yeah, I don't know. His audios just always made me happy and inspired me to, like, I don't know, maybe try Reddit, like, posting on GWA and Pillow Talk audio. I really like him, and I love the content he shares, and he always seemed like he had fun, and I wanted to join, too, and I did, and now we're here. So, yeah, I really like posting on Reddit, and, geez, did I even answer the question? I'm just rambling away. I apologize. So basically, I started posting. It's fun. I want to share as much love as I possibly can. If I can take someone's mind off of things for a little bit, then that's my goal, basically. And in a way, these little audios help me too, I guess. And also maybe, hopefully, I can help someone else along the way. That was very long. I'm so sorry. How old are you? I'm 25 years old. What are your favorite audios? And what tags do you look for on GWA? On GWA... the tags I look for... are ramble faps. If I see that, click it right away. I really love listening to those, especially when they're very rambly and the person's very horny. I also look for pet play and knife play, but there's not too much of that on GWA. Other tags I look for are, grinding and whimpers, loud orgasms, M-sup, anything that has, like, good girl and a bad girl tags, like, punishment or edging, teasing, vanilla, oh, I like muffled moans, and begging, and pegging, yeah, what is one thing you are cocky about yourself? I don't think I'm very cocky or very confident in myself sometimes, but, I would say I am cocky about my style, like my fashion. I get lots of compliments on the way I dress and the way I look, so yeah, I know I look like the way I style myself, like I love fashion, so okay, I'm confident, cocky about my style, so I'll say that. Good question. How long have you been doing GWA and Pillow Talk stuff? I've been doing this for, like, I think, like, I officially started, like, in November of 2018. I think that's when I started posting, like, audios. I did lurk for a while, though. Where are you from? I live in the United States. And I basically, when I was younger, I feel like I moved all over. Like, I feel like I've been all over the US, but and travel, I travel a lot. Yeah. I was born in Arizona. I won't tell you where I live right now. Oh, okay. What? Oh, okay. What ethnicity slash race are you? I'm mixed up, like a lot with a lot of stuff. Like, I'm very mixed up. Basically, like, you have to check in the boxes and stuff. Like, I basically check everything. yeah. I'm biracial, by the way. Anyway. So organized, now I lost my place. How much of your content is improvised? A lot of it is actually. For GWA, I would say I actually have to be in the mood for GWA, so I feel like a lot more goes into like GWA. For Pillow Talk audios, honestly, I want to say like almost like. I would say 92% of my Pillow Talk audios are improvised. I'm basically just myself and the Pillow Talk audios, like when I'm being silly and stuff. That's just me. What is your opinion on the current dating scene in regards to the effects of social media changing the traditional dynamics of meeting slash dating people? I don't know. I don't have any like, I've never like joined or signed up for any of like the dating apps and stuff. That's like not my thing, but I guess it's okay. I guess it's good. Like, hopefully people are, I feel like it's good for some people, maybe not so much for other people. I just hope, like, I don't know. I guess people. I hope no one really like relies on it too much, but I hope there's still people meeting like the traditional way, like at a coffee shop or a bookstore or something cute like that. yeah, I don't know. I've been out of the dating scene for a while, so I don't know. what is your goal, if any, of your Reddit contributions? My goal is, I guess, to just, like I said, I don't know, it's fun for me, and if I can help anybody else out, or just, it's just for fun. If I can take someone away from life for a minute and make them happy, then I'm happy. What is your astrological sign? I am a Gemini. what's your height? I'm 5'2". I feel like I look a lot taller in my pictures, but I'm actually pretty short. do you do porn? I do not do porn. I think it'd be very interesting if I did porn. But I don't, and I don't plan on doing porn. What kind of music do you like? I like all kinds of music. I listen to pretty much everything, anything you can think of. Currently, I could tell you the artists I'm like really liking right now. I'm liking Maggie Rogers. Maggie Rogers, Puma Blue, and Tommy Genesis. Tommy Genesis is, yeah, I have a crush on her. so that's who I'm listening to right now. Do you speak any other languages? I speak English. I know a lot of Spanish, but I feel like my Spanish is really bad. But I understand Spanish. and I know some French and Japanese. How do you keep your body in such great shape? I'm a dancer, so like when I'm rehearsing or have like a project or for dance or anything, like That's all I do is I dance. That's how I keep in shape. I do like running and swimming, and I like doing, I guess, activities that are fun. Like, I don't like going to the gym. That's not fun to me. As long as I'm work like doing being active, as long as I'm not like feeling like I'm working out, then that's good. Favorite food? I love pizza. Margarita pizza. I can eat that every day. Do you have a go-to restaurant? I do. It's this little pizzeria where I live, and it's like a little family-owned place, and everyone's so nice in there, and they pretty much know me now by name. And yeah, that's where I go to get my pizza. And activity you do to make yourself feel better when you're down. I dance, I clean, I watch movies, or I take a nap. Do you prefer doing audios for GWA or PTA? I prefer doing audios for PTA. Yeah, I do like GWA, don't get me wrong, but I enjoy the PTA ones, and I enjoy listening to TTA ones as well. I feel like this is getting really long. Let me hurry up. Oh my gosh, I keep losing my place. height. Oh, I said I'm 5'2", and weight. I weigh 113. What made you post both GWA and GW? GWA and PTA. I started posting both because I enjoy listening to both, and yeah, I can't see, I couldn't see myself just doing one, so I like to share both. If you could turn into any animal, what would it be? I probably would be a tiger or a bat. Have you ever fucked another girl? Oh, okay. maybe I have, maybe I haven't. I'm sure you can guess my answer from that. Do you ever stop being perfect, or is this just an ongoing thing with you? Yeah, it's just an ongoing thing. No, I'm kidding. I don't think I'm perfect in any way, shape, or form. But yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for the questions. I feel like this is way too long. I did have some really funny and awesome Ask FM questions. And if you sent me a question over there, thank you so much. Yeah. I hope you have a great day or night, and I'll see you soon. Bye.